The name's Jack. I fight girls and I kiss bad guys.
I know you did that on purpose. That's really funny.
Did what on purpose?
Did you not realize what you just did?
Yeah, a quote from Fired Up.
Right?
Yeah.
But not exactly.
No, exactly.
I don't think so. Do you honestly? Are you fucking with me, or do you honestly not know what you did?
I think I got it pretty exact.
Okay, so now I think you're fucking with me.
Son yeah, fucking with you. Yeah.
You son of a bitch. Oh my god, the off chance that was an accident, that's really funny.
That I wish that it was an accident. When I thought of the quote originally, because I was like thinking about what I was going to do for my intro yesterday, and we were drinking, spoiler alert, Union Jack. I thought of that quote, and when I said it then, like in my mind, I said, I fight girls and I kiss bad guys. And it took me like 20 seconds, like after I was like, oh yeah, it's a good quote and everything. And I was like, wait, did I just say I fight girls and kiss what?
Who?
And I was like, kissing? I guess that's a good intro.
All right, here we go. That's that.
Save it. You wanted a man. I can't remember the rest of that quote. But I like that guy.
Yeah, no, I got nothing there.
It's something like that. He talks too fast for me to remember.
He talks so fast. For me to barely understand, like I'm playing, like my brain is on a delay with what he's saying. Like he says it, and as he's on to the next thing, my brain just comprehended the first thing.
Yeah.
And then when he's on to the third thing, I'm like, hold on, I'm still on the second thing here, and I think I got it now.
Anyways, my name's Levi, you're Nick. We're hosts of Two Beards podcast. We drink beer and talk a lot about Fired Up. It's a great film. You should see it. Today, what are we drinking, Nick?
We are drinking Firestone Walker's Union Jack IPA. And let me tell you what, just when I was typing in the numbers earlier today, I was like, I'm excited for this because it's a little bit higher, you know, 7%. And then also it's 70 IBU, which I feel like is the highest we've had in a little while.
I think so. I got to say, my beer is starting to foam up from me tossing it around.
I did like a light toss kind of thing, and I took so I knew my iPhone's a genius, so I didn't like really do anything, which is what I was going to do originally, but all I did was make my hand motion, since it's on the live picture, I just picked the clip that's blurry enough to the one that I wanted.
That's like a magical but scary technology, right?
Isn't it though? Yeah.
Like you take a picture and it captures before you took the picture.
Right.
Like, wait.
Whoa, it's, wait. How did you?
Yeah. Wait. More conspiracy theories with us. Allegedly.
Always. Allegedly.
Yeah. So, like you said, 70 IBUs. And I like how they're like, Union Jack showcases exceptional dry hop character with stunning pineapple, citrus, and piney aromas.
I think that captures it really well.
It's a good description.
Yeah.
It's a good description.
Agreed. And,
are you saying it like me?
I don't know. I'm going to double down on that one and okay. Back up a little bit. So I agree.
Why do
much
you have
like how this beer was double dry hopped?
Ooh.
Mm. Allegedly, probably. I mean, that's what they said. So why do I have what?
Mitochondria.
Mm.
On our segment.
I learned a really cool fact the other day that blew my fucking mind. And you please, might already know this.
Please tell me while I'm pouring right here.
I never knew this of all the biology classes that I took and, you know, all the things that I've learned about genes and chromosomes and different denim and Arizona and Levi's and all the parts of the cell that I learned about. Apparently,
apparently.
Every single piece of DNA in your body that like makes up the mitochondria in your cells is 100% from your mother.
Okay.
I just thought that was crazy. Like, how is... I don't know. That's amazing to me. Like, every 100% of your body is 50-50, except that your mitochondria is all from your mom.
I don't know, man.
I thought that
I'm
was weird.
I'm not a scientist. I don't know
I'm
if
not
it's
either.
Weird or if
but
it's
I
not weird.
But I talked to a scientist, and he said... Pretty crazy, right? Yeah. And I was like, yeah. He's like, we don't even know why. I'm like, that's crazy. That's insane to me. Like, anytime you move your muscles, it's like, hey, thanks, mom. Fuck you, dad. You didn't give me shit, but thanks, mom.
It'll make for some interesting conversation this Father's Day for you.
Happy Father's Day. Thanks for giving me no energy, asshole. I don't know, man. I thought it was, I don't know, it blew my mind because, again, you know, I've always thought, or I was always taught that you're just exactly 50% your mom and 50% your dad, and you are, except for that one thing.
You're probably not like 50%, right? Like, there's probably some deviation, right?
Not probably not.
Like, maybe 60-40?
Could be anomalies.
52-48?
I don't know. I'm going to take this up with Google.
The Googles.
I was just always taught that you're exactly 50% both.
Yeah, I didn't like biology. I don't think I had great biology teachers, so I don't know. Never really interested me. It's like, oh, cool. We're living. Here's something to dissect. I liked our squid dissection because then we ate calamari. That was a good day.
That's very interesting. I feel like most people wouldn't be as receptive to that as you were.
Yeah, I think maybe that's where it kicked off, dude.
Just, could be.
You know, chopping up the fine meats.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. But I just feel like
hunting,
the majority of people...
fishing.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Do you hunt?
Yeah. I used to. Yeah. I've killed deer.
I've killed before.
Killed before. They drew first blood.
I'm only bound to do it again. It's just a matter of time.
Isn't like the last Rambo movie coming out soon too? Last Blood or something?
Couldn't tell you. New Terminator movie's coming out, though.
There's a new Terminator movie? Really?
Yep.
I'm not done?
I guess not.
Yeah, Last Blood is coming out September 20th, 2019. Man.
I never really got into Rambo movies, to be honest.
I like all of them.
It was... just seemed like a lot of nonsense to me growing up.
It absolutely is a lot of nonsense. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, just a lot of like random violence, and it's like all those like Chinese fighting movies. It's like the real plot in all those movies is one family hates another family, and then just violence ensues for no other reason. And that's
like
the point of the movie is punching and kicking.
Like, if I remember, like, I haven't seen First Blood in so long, but like, he gets like pulled over by a cop for like walking down the street, gets put in jail, and then like fights his way out and then just starts killing people. It's like, yes. This escalated real quickly, guys.
When you're growing up, you're just like, yeah, no, this makes sense. But I don't know. I never
the
80s, caught on
dude.
To it.
The 80s.
They were a different time.
They were a different time. But I mean, oh, it's a great time.
Oh, that's for sure.
Dude, like Red Dawn. Red Dawn was such a good movie.
Such a good movie, they had to make it twice.
Yeah, I never watched the second one.
Heard it was absolute dog shit.
That's
even worth your time.
I didn't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
Did you know that Charlie Sheen is in Red Dawn?
Yeah, I did.
Like
know
the
that.
Little brother.
Yeah.
I like didn't know that until I saw the cast of Red Blood, or I was like looking through Charlie Sheen's history on IMDb for some reason. And I was like,
yeah,
what?
Sorry, what? One movie that actually ended up being better the second time around was, shit, of course, I just literally forgot the name the second I went to go say it. Oh, it's going to bother me. I could say a character's name. No, I could say a character's name and you'd know instantaneous, but...
They remade Total Recall like the same time that they remade Red Dawn. You gotta watch that remake.
Same time they remade what?
Red Dawn.
Oh, okay.
Like the remake of Total Recall was like within 10 months or something. I think. Don't quote me.
I can't. I got nothing. What's the movie? The dude, Johnny Utah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
God dang it.
Point Break.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie, second time around, just as great.
No.
If not better.
No.
Yeah, dude.
You like the new Point Break?
Hell yeah.
What?
Hell yeah.
What?
It is fantastic.
No.
Dude.
No.
Bomb.
No.
The rock climbing in there.
No, the scenes were really cool. The
yeah,
story.
That's all I'm getting at.
Yeah, the scenes were awesome. Like the extreme sports. Those were awesome.
Yeah.
The story of the new Point Break, though, ugh.
It lacked a little bit. It was kind of a
and it was
terrible.
Forced.
It was.
Like, do you remember the scene where he, like, points the gun in the sky? Like, the classic Point Break scene, and they had to, like, redo that? And it was, like, it just felt so forced.
I think it was, like, them trying to rip too hard. Oh, not trying to, but no. Well, I was gonna say, so it's them ripping too much on the plot for Fast and Furious, which I think they probably came out around a similar time, or is the new Point Break a lot newer?
The new Point Break was 2015.
Okay, that's a lot more new than I thought.
But, I mean, it definitely has, like, the Fast and Furious vibe, like, the newer Fast and Furious vibes, right?
Well, yeah, you got this undercover cop going into, like, this, like, illegal-type gang that they're kind of super tight-knit, and then he ends up being like, oh, shit, I actually like these guys, I'm forgetting about the job, and then, you know, it's just...
Well, also, like, just the, like, extreme ridiculous sports that somehow you stumble into.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, I don't think Point Break is really just surfing, right? So, like, that's pretty easy to get into, but, like, round the world extreme sports, you're like, okay.
It's so random. Let's climb this mountain, fucking free soloing. why?
I haven't rock climbed before. Can I pass on this one?
You're going to have to say that again because my internet is shitting again.
I was like, I haven't rock climbed before. I need a pass on this particular event.
You're not gonna believe this. Your voice cut out the exact same time again.
Dude, the podcast is going to love it. And I'm going to say it again.
What's happening here?
I'm going to say it again.
Okay, just it's the last word that I didn't get.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Your internet ready? Is it ready? I said something along the lines of, I've never rock climbed before. Can I skip this event?
Yes.
But with much
skip
more.
Skip this event. You know, that is the phrase that kept cutting out every time. But honestly.
He's like, I'm good with surfing. I'm good with skydiving. I haven't rock climbed before. It's not really a skill of mine. Can I not? Can we tie myself to a rope?
Yeah. I don't understand. It's just... It's there's so much, and then what else? I mean, they got the surfing, obviously. I'm trying to even remember what else they do in that.
Didn't they have like a snowboarding thing?
They have a mountain biking.
Yeah, it was like land, sea, air. I don't know. I don't know.
It's crazy. I watched it on a flight one time, and I was like, best choice ever. And I was sweating the whole time. I was like, man, this movie's so crazy and intense.
Yeah. It's a good flight movie, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For the record, according to Ancestry.com, you are 50% mom and dad.
50%. I mean, like ancestry-wise, sure. But, like, what about biologically?
I don't exactly see your distinction.
Because, like, ancestry would be like, oh, I'm 50% Italian and 50% whatever else.
Right,
and...
but, like, allegedly, if what you're saying is true, if, like, different, you're getting different genes,
I don't think it goes down to that level. I think it's just a, like, an overarching, like, ideology.
I don't know.
I'm just going to say you're 50% Italian, 50%.
When you get your ancestry, South, like, African, when you do your DNA stuff, like, it's pretty precise from what I've heard. Like, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm like 2% Native American or something.
Yeah, maybe.
So I think they really get into it if you, like, submit your DNA and whatnot.
I don't know, man. All I know is I think, like, I have more traits that are, like, physical traits from my mom than I do my dad.
I don't know how that works specifically. I'm not a scientist. I only talked to one, and so this is what he said, and I was amazed. But I get what you mean, and I think that almost goes...
To educate
that's a good
us.
Idea. That'd be a good idea. That dude could talk about anything. He's a very smart human being.
Can you talk about how much weight ants can carry?
Probably, yeah.
Ants are pretty cool.
Ants are amazing. I mean, the fact that you could drop one off a building and it would be fine because its terminal velocity isn't even enough for it to kill itself.
Dude, that's badass.
I know, right?
Can you imagine having that? Like, you just jump off of shit all the time.
Yeah. I would have no boundaries. I would always be climbing things just to jump off of them.
Do you think they do, like, the superhero landing as well? Like, if they jump off of anything high?
I'm sure they try. You ever seen that one clip of the ant who, like, sacrifices the other ant?
I don't think so.
Dude, it's hilarious. I'll explain it to you as I'm trying to find it. It's like I don't know if it's a GIF or just a video of this ant, like, he picks up this other ant and then, like, puts him over his head and then proceeds to throw him off the counter. It's fantastic.
Like a total This Is Sparta moment?
100%, yeah. That's what it is. Nice. All right. Let's see here. I think I got it here.
Yeah, the dude, don't.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Whether it wants to load or not is the real question. Oh, what? There we go.
Especially on your interwebs.
Shit. Oh, man. God damn it.
What are you on about?
This fucking ant, dude.
Are you just dying to savage. The video already? Like, you've already seen it? Now you're just...
It's like 3 seconds long, more or less. Here, check the email.
Dude, another thing I learned this week, Pokemon cards, like, certain Pokemon cards are worth so much.
Really?
Like, thousands of dollars. Or, like, there's some that are, like, so rare that, like, they're priceless. Like, they don't get sold. Get that ant. So that video is pretty funny.
Right? It just fucking wrecked that other ant. Oh, this is a long video. Oh, wait, no, it's a different one playing. Never mind.
Get the fuck out of here.
This guy's literally poking a beehive with a stick. Cannot be a great idea.
Dude, we're jumping around. We're going full ADD this week.
I know. I'm sorry. So
I'm about it. I'm about it. This is ADD. Episode today. I would love to own bees. I think bees are awesome.
Dude, they're crazy. So, apparently, all of the male bees... So there's this guy who comes in to my work who's a beekeeper, and he was telling us these things that, like, male bees are so useless during the winter time that...
Same.
The queen... Yeah, so the queen bee literally kicks them all out of the hive, and they all just fucking die. And then, like, and then she just makes more male bees, like, come spring.
That's weird that she can, like, control the gender, sex of the bees.
I don't know. Maybe she can. Maybe she just has, like, a fuck ton of bees and, like, half of them are boys. But either way, like...
The odds are.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
Why do they become so useless? Like, they're just, like, fucking lazy?
I think
they get the man cold like we do?
Well, I think it has something to do with whatever their job is. I don't know if it's if they're the ones who collect all of the pollen or not, which obviously in the winter there's no pollen to collect.
So like you're killing us because we literally can't do our job.
What? You're afraid you can't do your job or something? You
can't do your job? Excuse me.
Drones.
Hold on, guys. Next reading. Can't talk and read at the same time.
I think female or male bees are just pointless in general. So it says.
Feel that.
I guess they're called drones. It says unlike female worker bees, drones do not have stingers and gather neither nectar nor pollen. The drone's primary role is to mate with an unfertilized queen. So literally,
their job is to have
male's
sex.
Sole purpose is to fuck until they get it right.
Not in the winter months, though. Like they just
it.
Apparently they're
not
good
in
enough
months.
In the winter.
Well, there's no work to be done in the winter, so they don't need more. They don't need more bees.
They don't need more bees, so.
Right. So they're like, you're useless now. It's amazing.
I don't need your sperm. Die.
And apparently he was saying, like, I forget how many hives he said they have, but they, like, I think he had, like, 3 or 5 hives or something. And he, like, you can literally just walk through there, like, and they won't even, like, give 2 fucks about you because they're so busy doing their shit.
Like without gear or like,
yeah, like without gear, like you can just walk like right next to one and they won't even give a fuck because like they're busy doing what they got to do.
Yeah. I mean, I really don't like other than flies and mosquitoes, I really don't pay attention to bugs. Like I don't mind spiders or bees or anything.
Yeah. I don't hate spiders unless they start getting kind of big. And then I'm like, you're looking a little weird, man. I don't like the vibe you're putting off here.
I like you, but keep your distance.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, there's fucking spiders all over my house, everywhere, and it's like, I mean, you're eating all the other bugs, so I guess you're all right.
That's what I like about them. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like fucking kill all the mosquitoes and flies, and you're cool.
Yep. Exactly.
Cool with me.
There was one time I looked across, like underneath my desk, and I saw like a pretty big daddy long leg, and I was like. Well, you're lucky because I can't reach you right now. But because I'm not going to go like out of my way to go kill you because for the most part, you're only helping me out. So I'll leave you be.
Especially daddy long legs. Like they can't
they don't
fight you or anything.
Right. And so, but the next night I went to go to bed. I looked for him. It was gone. I was like, oh, shit.
Dude, magician.
He's trying to try something on me.
Yep.
So... I don't know. I've yet to become Spider-Man, so I don't know if anything happened or not.
Speaking of Spider-Man, you saw my little cutout, Peter Parker. Corn Pops.
That was cool. What an awesome steal.
Cute.
Yeah.
Little cute little guy who's sitting on my desk now.
Cheeky little Pete Park, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
He is very Tom Holland-esque. Let's see it a little bit.
Yeah.
And like the cheekbones.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. How come every single time you plug your phone into a computer, it's all like, download all of your shit on the computer right now? And I'm like, dude, no. Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. Like, I don't want any of this at all.
Also, because, like, your iPhone and your computer, like, suck working together. Like, it's so difficult to, like, transfer shit to and from your iPhone from your computer. And iTunes is, like, the worst piece of shit creation on Earth ever.
It is. It wasn't, but it is now.
Originally, it wasn't bad. But now it's like, I'm going to delete all your shit and replace some of the things and not tell you. And, oh, you can't do that anymore. And, nah, that song's not really yours. Why would you put it on your computer? You're like, just let me do my thing.
Dude, and it used to be like, especially back when like torrenting and like, you know, downloading like RAR files of like albums and such was a lot bigger than it is now. Because I think that streaming music has been the best thing for record companies ever since their creation, because people don't mind paying $5, $10 to have every fucking song in the world available to them.
Yeah, I mean, and now, like, change iTunes because of that. It's like, I'm not going to put illegal music on my phone. I have Apple Music.
Exactly. And that's the thing. That's the thing. Like, back when you were downloading that stuff illegally, like, it was like annoying because you would download it and like all of the information about the song was and like album and artist was all fucking wrong. So I don't know about you, but like every time I downloaded an album, I would have to go through, you know, mess with the song titles. You have got to edit all of the tags, the albums, the artist, and like the genre. Definitely the genre. That was a big one too, because they never got the genre right.
Fun fact. And, all of our tags are correct because I build them every time.
Nice.
For our podcast.
That's good news, and very, very happy to hear that.
So if you're illegally ripping our podcast, which...
Don't know how you can do that.
Don't know, or why.
Or why, because it's free anyways. Yeah.
Tags are correct.
Here, take this for free. No, fuck you. I want to try and steal it. All right. That's weird incentive, but do your thing.
Yep.
Yeah, but so back then, iTunes was great because you could edit everything you needed to. I don't think you can do that anymore.
I don't know, man. It just...
And there's a couple things that annoy me.
I think I have iTunes on my PC.
Yeah, well...
I do.
I don't even have a PC, so I don't got to worry about that.
I do have iTunes on my PC. That's unfortunate. What a piece of shit this is. Stop updating. Get out of here.
See, it's amazing because that's something that they've been working on very diligently for the app, like on like your phone and tablets and whatnot. But on their PCs, it's just fucking horrible. That's something that I would really love to see change. And I don't know. I think in general, Mac OS hasn't made a lot of big strides, in my opinion.
To me, it's just like they locked it down, and you think it's because of, you know, copyright reasons and stuff. But it's like if I had a Windows, you know, if I had an Android or a Google phone, I imagine, like I haven't used either of those in so long, but when I had them,
yeah,
like I could do anything I wanted. To the, like, including edit, like, certain things on the operating system.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why are they not worried about me putting rando copyrighted shit on my phone, but Apple is?
I don't know their reasoning. I will say that I like the simplicity of Apple, that you're not able to do all that stuff. Like,
no, obviously I absolutely do, but, like, totally. I think they've gone too far.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. Because, for the most part, and we both agree on that, where, like, there's like, Windows and Google, they just have too much going on. And it's not very intuitive. Like, I'm not a fucking master coder. Like, I don't know how to do all this shit, and I don't really want to.
And people are like, oh, I can make these 6 pixels on my phone stay black forever. Can your iPhone do that? And I'm like, no, but like, why would I ever want to?
No, I can shoot in 4K though. Can you? That's what I thought.
My iPhone can secretly take photos before I press the photo button. Can yours?
Can yours do that? Yeah. How's that for invasion of privacy? Yeah, I don't know. I like Max a lot, but like I said, I feel like it's been a long time since they've really done anything very innovating with their OS. Whereas the iPhone, although they've kind of plateaued since iOS 7, they still have added some really different cool shit in their OS.
Yeah.
But like I feel like it's just like been the fucking exact same thing ever since they feel like they got it right.
I think it's because they just like locked down the hardware. I mean, there's so many people that I know that would love to like actually move to Mac, but since they can't upgrade, you know, any of the hardware.
Yeah.
Like, because it's all soldered to the motherboard, they're like, no.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just, it's ridiculous. When you lose that audience, I don't know.
I get it.
Like, you're going to lose innovation.
Right. And I get it because I think Apple knows its target audience, which is very broad, mind you, but I think they know their target audience and they just do not give a shit about anybody outside of that.
Yeah, the problem in my mind is that like there's an audience that understands the way that understands and creates the way that technology is going, like the developers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're the ones pushing things forward, you know, creating, you know, VR and developing video games and you know, all this stuff. If they don't work on Macs, then like there's not going to be a market to develop those things on Macs. And like, I think that's where Apple's going to lose on the innovation front is like, they're going to lose all the techie guys, and they're just going to completely, which I mean, they've been doing, right? Like all the techie guys I know, just even creative people that I know have been moving to Windows because it's Mac's not keeping up with innovation, keeping up with market.
What do you think, or if you have an idea of like big, like just deal breakers for people as to why they won't. I know you kind of said like you said like I agree with you where like you can't like customize it. Like once you like entered all the specs that you want in your Mac, that's what you have until that thing fucking explodes.
So there's that.
You want some more RAM? Too fucking bad.
So there's that, and it's like the way video has transitioned in like the last 5 years, like you know, you brought up 4K and everything.
Yeah.
Dude, buying a Mac that can play, you know, 4K videos, like it's really expensive.
Yeah.
I won't be able to upgrade in the future when we start watching, you know, 6K, 8K content.
Right.
And, you know, the way that cameras have been, like, you know, not just like your phone and DSLRs and mirrorless cameras have been evolving over the past 2-3 years even, you know, they require, you know, more powerful machines, especially on the video side, that like to edit that footage.
Yeah.
If I can't be nimble with my computer like my camera and my phone can be, then like if I have to spend, you know, $10K every 3 years to keep up with my camera, like it's just not gonna happen.
Right. Well, and that's the thing too, is a lot. So like if you have aside from laptops, like if you're just talking like desktops, like any PC, it's like, okay, like, you know, they made this huge development. Like, all right, let me just get like a new video card and then a new monitor, you know, then I'm fine. Whereas Mac is like most of their desktops have completely eliminated the tower, where you just have like the iMac, like it's all in one.
Yeah, and that's all like, soldered in, and then it comes with the accessories that you pick on the Apple website.
Expensive, yeah. To then having to get a whole new computer if you want to stick with Mac, like that's fucking insanely ridiculous.
And it can be like 2 to 5 times more expensive to buy one of those accessories in the Apple store for that computer than it is to like go out on Amazon and buy like, you know, a graphics card that I'm just going to install on my PC.
Right. And it's genius in the sense that like, I think they've gotten to a point where they have locked a lot of people in. So that you're going to have people that are going to spend, you know, $5 to $10,000 every year or two just to get, be able to have these new features. And it's fucking insane. But on the other hand,
I don't know, man.
Like you said, they're kicking a lot of people out at the same time.
The market for you know, creativity and stuff right now is so agile that if you're you know, workstation isn't agile, then I think it's gonna get left behind.
Yeah.
Until Apple does anything different, I think, you know, their Macs are done.
In my opinion, I feel like we've talked about this before, but ever since Tim Cook came into the picture, I've just felt like they haven't listened to the public as much as they used to about what is to be expected on their new products.
Yeah, there was this value that, you know, Steve Jobs had that the user wasn't always right. Like the user doesn't know what they want. So we're going to invent what they actually want, even though they don't know they want it.
Right.
Instead of doing that, like Apple is, instead of it saying we're going to innovate before the user even knows that that exists, it seems like Apple's just been like, the user's always wrong. And that's it. Like there's no passion on pushing the envelope, right?
Right. It's just like sticking with what we have, but like not do, like they don't really give a shit what the user wants.
Instead of, you know, giving like this amazing Bluetooth technology or like coming out with something innovative to replace your headphone jack, they're just like, you guys don't use your headphone jack, so fuck you.
They're not ahead of the game. They're not ahead of the game.
If you're going to remove the headphone jack, give us something else. Don't just take it away. Like, I don't give a shit about the headphone jack.
Right.
But like from a market perspective, I mean, they got slaughtered because of it. And it's really because they didn't give us anything new, except they're like, but we're partnering with Beats for $300. You can get some Bluetooth.
Buying those $200 headphones.
Yeah. Jesus. Here's Apple AirPods.
Here's $180 for you. $160, whatever the fuck it is. Insane.
How about we take away your headphone jack and give us more money for other products?
Now.
No, it's just, yeah.
Like fucking
AirPods are a meme, yeah.
Yeah, AirPods are a meme. They're so fucking ridiculous. That's like how expensive and like insanely unnecessary they are.
I would like a pair of AirPods, but I can't get them because they're a meme.
Totally, exactly, right. And honestly, even if they weren't, even when they first came out, I was like, okay, this was literally my train of thought. I'm like, how much are they going to be? $60, $80? They were all like, try adding $100 to that. And I'm like, fuck you.
They should have just said something like, if you buy an iPhone, there's a $50 add-on for AirPods or something, right?
Yeah, maybe there is,
but I don't know.
That would be way more reasonable. Like, if you're not going to include Bluetooth headphones.
Because I bet they
Bluetooth
work well,
headphones.
Right? They probably work really well.
Totally, totally. And I definitely have nothing bad to say about, like, how they work and how they respond to things and, you know, how they sound. I'm talking strictly just price here, and that they just don't have any other option for you. So the only other option.
And I'm buying.
What?
And I'm buying like a really expensive phone already.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. So they're like, yeah. So this is really expensive. You want headphones? Fuck you.
Pretty much.
Here's some of our normal headphones with a headphone jack that we don't provide for you anymore. So we'll also include this little dongle that will definitely break in 2 months because the way that the wires casing is fucked.
I do have to say their casing has gotten better though. Like, there was a solid, it's crazy to think, but there was like 5 years where any Apple Card you bought would last, you know, maybe 4 months.
Yeah.
Before like tearing at the, like at the edges.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like bunching up. It's gotten better.
Yeah. Yeah. You start getting like a little chode thing around the, and then you're like, oh, here we go.
I mean, I almost set like the dorm on fire from my laptop cord, like breaking, like shielding breaking.
Yeah. But this little dongle, it has like, you know how all the chargers went out, they have like the normal case, and then they have the shield that extra bit of shield right before it goes to the actual like male end of the cable.
Mm-hmm.
That little part on the dongle they give you to go from eighth inch to lightning is like half the size. And so right now my eighth inch female to lightning connector is just one big stick of electrical tape. Because if it moves in any direction, it'll fucking cut the sound out.
I actually haven't had that issue on my dongle.
Oh my God, yeah. I don't know what happened.
I don't use it often, so that's probably part of it. But.
And so now they don't, now with all the new phones, I think it was with the iPhone 8, I want to say was the first phone without the headphone jack. And so they gave you headphones with the lightning connector as the port rather than an eighth inch. But they also gave you the dongle. And so that's correct. Where I have mine from. But now I got the 10S Max and it does not come with a dongle anymore.
Fuck that.
Yeah, they only give you the headphones and they don't give you like another eighth inch to lightning dongle.
They're like, I don't use it often, but like it really does come in use.
Yeah, right.
Like I don't know.
And,
it's just
and so if you had like an iPhone 7 or 6 and then you never got an 8 and now here you are trying to get like a 10 or 10S, you're fucked because you just have to also then go buy a dongle if you want to use your old headphones. Bullshit.
Yeah, like I even need to buy another one because now in the Z that I have running again, I have a like I have a 9mm aux cord. So like I just keep the dongle in there because that's where I use it most. But like I probably need another one for when I need to use like a wired headset for work or something on my phone.
Yeah, right.
I mean, most of the time I use my Apple headphones, but I mean,
still.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get you. Also, can we just briefly talk about like how thankful I am that they changed their headphone, like their Apple Pod, whatever the fuck they call it, their headphone design. You remember when they were literally just a circle?
Dude, so uncomfortable.
It legitimately hurt my ears to leave them in for longer than a couple minutes.
The worst.
You'd take it out and you'd be like, oh my God, that feels so good to just like stretch your ear out normally. Like, how fucking dumb to just make a round headphone that fits in no one's ear.
Like,
so dumb.
You got to think, like, how did they quality test that, right? And and like no one commented like how uncomfortable it was. They're just like, no, these look really cool,
right?
Like, no, these are pieces of shit.
Absolute dog shit, dude. They're so bad, and they actually lasted that way for quite a while, a lot longer than it probably should have.
Oh, a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing with like the shielding on the cords, like 5 years or something like it.
Totally.
These are pieces of shit.
Yep.
Nothing like is that, changing either.
Yeah, like that literally should have been one model, and then next year they should have been like, yeah, I guess these are kind of shitty, huh? And they should have fucking changed it.
Like they did that with the Apple Pencil, I think. Maybe it was 2 years, but they were like, it was perfectly round, and they're like, yeah, this isn't really usable, so we're gonna change it.
Oh, man. That's not good. I was thinking the other day about, or maybe it was yesterday actually, about all of the old shit that I used to watch on YouTube, like, you know, back in like middle school or whatever.
Dubstep videos, dude.
Dude.
Remember when that was a thing?
Like what do you mean?
Yesterday.
I'm sorry.
No, do you remember like dubstep remixes of like everything?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking pre that though. I'm talking pre that, like I'm talking like Sneezing Panda and
great video.
Right.
The best video.
Or like your watch Rejected Comics.
Probably that not.
It was like all those stick figures. It was like the Family Learning Channel.
Yes.
Yeah. That Salad Fingers. Yeah, Old Greg. Just pure YouTube gold back when it was like just kicking off. I just think of all that shit that like used to be like ace content, and dude, how
like Tosh.0 back then was great for discovering
totally
some of those rando shit.
Totally. But like that kind of stuff is like very few and far between, in my opinion, now, where like YouTube as a whole is really transformed, and it's so weird to like not see a lot of that shit on YouTube anymore. Like you'll see that stuff on Twitter or on Facebook video, but like YouTube seems to be a lot more of a deeper content kind of platform now.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Like they started, like how monetization works is you really have to be over 10 minutes now. So like video game tutorials, for example, tutorials can be done in like 2-3 minutes, but
right.
YouTubers draw them out to 10 minutes just to like play the game, and like the users suffer and they're like, oh, why are you creating this content that's so long when it's just like get to the point,
honestly.
And it's like, to be fair, like the YouTubers are trying to make a living, and they're trying to play the game. It's YouTube that's like fucked over everyone.
Yeah, and even if it's just like some money on the side, like whatever, man. Like if someone wants to fucking do this and they're popular enough to where people are gonna watch them, like more power to you to like do what you gotta do to make some extra cash. But yeah, they've really fucked a lot of people over. And even speaking of fuck, where it's like you can't even, they have like some sort of limit on language too in certain videos, or they'll demonetize you.
Yeah, I mean, when we move to our podcast to YouTube, we're gonna get demonetized.
Not that we're monetized. Up the asshole. Yeah, up the asshole we are.
Not that we care, but
no, yeah, no, by all means, but like.
But I mean, even like, even you know, we brought them up a few times. Rooster Teeth, like they're like a lot of their content, they're moving to their website, you know, and not putting, like they used to like do half and half, like they'd put it on their website for a couple of days for their subscription members, and then they would get released to YouTube, and then there'd be some exclusive subscription content.
Right.
Now, like they're really building on the subscription content, and like they're just like, they're coming out and saying like, it's just not helpful for us to put out content the way we want to put out content on YouTube. Like,
yeah.
We're just, so they'll move series to their website. So they're just like, we're not making money on it, and we don't get to make the content we want to make.
Right. Yeah. It's fucked, honestly.
And yeah, it's shitty for us.
Totally. It's shitty for us. I don't think YouTube necessarily is suffering because of the direction they're going. We're like, they're still making a shit ton of money on advertisements. They have all these different like platforms going on with like YouTube TV and YouTube like Premium or Red, whatever the hell they call it now, YouTube Music, like all these different like paid subscriptions. And then, I just don't think that they really care about that.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see if we have another, like in my mind, like I don't know what era to call it, but there was a revolution of like MySpace ended and Napster ended, like, you know, like I think we're going to have another sort of internet revolution. I don't know when that's going to be, whether it's, you know, in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years or 15 years, but I think at some point, like the bubble's going to burst for, you know, how these social media companies are treating their content creators, and people are just going to be like, I'm not going to be on Instagram anymore.
Right.
I'm not going to be on YouTube anymore. And I'm going to join this platform.
Yep. 100%. Because it's open. Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe YouTube, you know, has such a hard monopoly on the market that won't change. But I don't know. I'm a believer in the free markets, so I think it'll change.
Yeah, I can only imagine it's going to change. I mean, things have really been the way they are for quite a while. You know, I mean, each platform has been changing with the times, but it's more or less been the way it's been for quite a while now.
Well, and I think people are so educated on, or at least aware of the faults of YouTube. So like the content creators and the people like you, people like you and I who are watching the content are feeling the pain. So, you know, when that happens, like, I think that's where some other company rises up and takes control of the market. But
well, it's like this distrust that forms between the average user and the company. And I don't even think it's just YouTube. I think every social media there is a target as well, in the sense that, like, you know, no one is like oblivious to all these like privacy rules and agreements and such. Like, no one's going to sit there and read like 20,000 pages of the privacy agreement. But at the same time, like, during your average use of whatever platform it is, like, everyone experiences things where they're like, I don't like that, you know? And so all it's going to, like you said, all it's going to take is just for a new, more open platform to come out, and people are going to be like, eh, fuck this. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I think it'd be really interesting to see like a polling of like people's distrust of Facebook.
Oh my God. It's
like on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you trust Facebook? And it's got to be like a 3 or 4, right?
Easily, at least. And I think that's generous, and that's probably just because of the anomalies. I think you would find the medium of a bit lower than that, probably closer to a 2 or a 3.
Like, you have, you know, techie people and people like us who are probably like ones or twos on trusting Facebook. And then you have like I think even the average user is skeptical, right? Like, it's a 4 or 5.
Yeah, honestly, though.
I don't know if anyone's like a 7 or 8 on trusting Facebook.
Gosh, no. And then the problem is like probably my favorite platform, Instagram, is owned by them now. And it's exactly. I feel like every week I just see something shitty get added to it. And like, they'll add something cool, you know, they'll take like a step or two forward, but then they'll take like 4 steps backwards. And it's like, I just
stop.
Yeah. And at the same time, they're not really coming out with anything that much like, you know, Mac OS. Like, they've kind of hit this plateau where they're not really coming out with anything super innovative.
They don't have any competition.
Exactly. And I'm getting a little bored with it, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's not even the sense that, like, I don't, like, distrust them or I want something else. It's just, like, the platform as a whole, I'm just kind of starting to get over. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I think we should talk about this beer.
I think we should talk about this beer, too.
We've killed this topic.
We absolute murdered it. This has been a great beer, by the way.
I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Me too. When I first purchased the Firestone pack, I might have said this when we did our first beer, the Easy Jack. I think I've said something along the lines of, like, you know, I never really have like a high expectation for Firestone, and that's possibly because I just always think of their 805 and like just their lighter beer that I'm just not the biggest fan of. But then I grab a beer from them that's like really fucking good, and I'm like, why do I always have this preconception of them? Because they have some pretty good beer out there, and this is one of them where it's like one of their staple beers that I just never get, but it's really good.
This is a staple beer of theirs. And I think out of the 4 beers that we've done, I think this is probably my favorite so far.
Me too. 100% my favorite so far.
I gotta put it in my mind not to disregard Firestone, especially the Union Jack, like when I go out to bars and stuff, because I would totally get this bar going out. Or get this bar. Get this beer going out.
Yeah, just get the whole bar, man. What, do what you gotta
get,
do.
I'll get this bar.
I like this. I'll take it. The beer? No. Your bar, sir. The whole bar. All right, how's it look?
It's orangey.
Yeah.
It's got like a classic IPA look to it, honestly. Like, it's orangey, got a lacy head. Pretty much, yeah, standard.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's look-wise, nothing crazy. You definitely can just tell what you're getting into, for sure. Smell. I think the smell is very, how do I phrase this? The smell is not very sharp. It has very cushy, sweeter hop notes in the smell. So when you take a drink, you know, you get the aroma and the taste all at once. Like, you have this like sweeter, like more citrusy flavors in the smell, and then as you're tasting it, you get that hop bite paired with, you know, the citrusy like hops in the taste as well. But like, I feel like they balance each other really well.
I like how they called out the pineapple in their description, because you mm-hmm. can definitely get the grapefruit tangerine tartness in the aroma.
Yeah.
But it doesn't quite capture it without the pineapple. Like, it, the pineapple really rounds it out to give it that cushiony kind of smell that you're talking about.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's not super abrasive in the smell. Mm-hmm. And so, like I was saying, I think the smell and the taste balance each other out really well in that aspect, because it, I mean, like we said when we first started, 70 IBUs is probably the highest one we've had on the podcast in a little while. And I'm not mad about it, because I've been wanting a nice, good, like bitey IPA for a little while now.
Dude, nice segue into the taste.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
It's definitely hop forward. It's got that sweet, the sweetness to it. I was going to say sweet bite, but it's really not a bite. It's just kind of, I don't know. It blends really well.
It does. It does.
It's got a good balance.
It
actually does, though. This is actually what I would call a good balance.
Yeah, because it's not like overly crisp and hoppy to where like there's nothing on the bottom end to like keep it grounded and like.
It's a little syrupy. Well, like a tad, like it, probably not syrupy, like sticky. Sticky.
I'd agree with sticky. And I think, you know, you get that pairs with the citrus flavors a lot, typically.
But it's crisp enough that it's not overwhelming by any means. I can keep drinking this one.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I could have a bunch of these, honestly. It's not overly sweet, not overly sticky. It's bitter enough. Like, it's just a, you know, like we said, it's nice, good, crisp, like typical West Coast IPA.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Yeah. I don't really have a whole lot else to say about that. It's very straightforward beer, but it's not to say that it's like overly simple, but just straightforward.
I'll throw a cheeky little 3.75 at it.
Okay.
You missed out on me.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. I didn't report that it was cheeky. But facts are facts, and that's what I'm here to report, so I apologize.
Good on you.
Thank you. You going with the upper or lower end of that, you feeling?
I'm going with the cheeky little 3.75. That is the...
Okay.
That's my description.
Okay.
Cheeky little 3.75.
I respect that entirely.
I'm probably leaning towards great. That's the cheeky little. It's like, eh, maybe.
It's like, little bit.
Maybe.
Because
for those who don't know the scale, it's 3.75 is both good and great, and you get to add the description for good and great on 3.75. So yeah,
I don't know if it's the mood I'm in. Like I said, how I've been wanting a nice like bitter IPA for a while now. I feel like I've been as you've said, the hazy season is among us, and I've already had.
You hazy it out, bro?
No.
Are you hazy it out?
No.
Like you're turning into me this year?
No. I think you are, bro. No, I ain't bitching out on hazies.
It sounds like you are.
My problem is I haven't mixed it up enough. I've done too many in a
there
row.
There it is.
So I'm not hazy it out because I could go for another one. That's fine.
In fact, the podcast will probably hear us drink a hazy next week.
Ooh, probably.
What's it going to be?
Well, we might know. Who knows? Actually, TBH, we probably aren't recording next week.
What?
I'm going to be in the middle of nowhere, probably. So.
You better figure that out. Better hear you at a Starbucks or.
Well, hear me out.
I'll hear you out on the podcast.
Yes, but also for the moment, right now. It would be probably possible to record face to face on Saturday or Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a lot of factors in there because this is not entirely my decision, but
there's some things going on.
People are involved. We'll see how they play out. But that would be neat. Oh,
yeah. Just let me know.
Burrito.
And you know, if anything's required of me.
Yeah. So
you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I feel it. So we'll see. I think that'd be cool. It might work out just perfectly, but we'll talk about that when we get there. Anyways,
if not, the podcast won't notice a difference because we'll just release an old episode or figure it out, you know, like we'll record early or something. But podcast has no idea what we're doing.
They don't really give a shit.
You guys are just here to enjoy the show.
Yeah, just enjoy the shit show it is.
Yeah.
So all that to say, I'm not hazied out. I do still love hazies and juicy IPAs.
I'm gonna pick out hazies for the next 8 podcasts just to
dude,
kill you with hazies.
Dude, bitch, fuck you. I'm down. I had Half Acres. I've been drinking their Bodum. That one is like so juicy, but like that's a damn good beer. It almost tastes kind of like a fresh hop like IPA.
They just need to send beer out here, man. I like Cafe.
That'd be nice. Yeah, that'd be nice if they cared about us at all, but they don't. Whatever. That's fine. I understand. We're nobodies, but you know.
Well, not just us, but I mean like the West Coast in general.
Yeah. That would be nice, to be honest. They're a pretty big enough company. I'm actually surprised Revolution hasn't.
That's what really pisses me off.
Like they're pretty big, so.
Yeah.
But to be honest,
beer out here. The West Coast is the best coast.
That's just a fact. It's not even really an opinion at this point.
No, it really is a fact.
Yeah.
I love the East Coast, but sorry.
Never really been. I've been to DC. That's the.
You haven't been to New York?
I've never been to New York. I've been to Florida, but I don't really count that as East Coast, technically.
It's the South.
It's the South. Plus, I was on Gulf side anyways, so...
Yeah, it's the South.
Yeah.
Surprised me that you haven't been in New York since you're, like, pretty close.
I know. Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like you could, like, train over there.
I super could. Jimmy is living in New York these days, and I've wanted to visit him, but... Just haven't made it out.
Bummer.
Yeah.
One day.
One day.
I actually have a couple people. I know a few people actually live out that area, so. One day. I could definitely make it happen. It just hasn't happened.
One day.
Yeah, one day.
You'll have to make sure that you stay next to a Whole Foods. We learned that's imperative.
It is key. One might say it's major key.
I won't say that.
But one might.
All right, should we wrap up this podcast thing? I'm a bop.
Yep. So,
outro us out of here.
Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-boop. This has been Two Beards Podcast, and hope you've enjoyed the things that we've said. If not, we've said them anyways, so too bad. Union Jack, pretty damn good IPA, Firestone. GG. Follow us on all the social medias and shoot us some comments, reactions, suggestions, middle fingers, thumbs up fingers. Oh, friend. And whatever you feel like doing. So, see you later, y'all.
This is Levi.
Nope.
Signing out.
I'm also signing out.